Welcome back, everybody, to Exploring the Megillah. I want to just share with you one more idea on what we spoke about yesterday and then move on to a different pasuk. So yesterday we were talking about how when Esther was taken to the palace of the king and ultimately chosen as queen, Mordechai commanded her not to tell anyone what nation she came from, who she was, what family she came from. And the pasuk says, "Ki Mordechai tziva aleha ashaloi sagid," because Mordechai commanded her not to tell. And the Alshich comments on this, and he says that the Megillah seems to emphasize that the reason why she didn't tell anyone is because Mordechai said so. Why is that the emphasis? Because you might think that the reason why Esther didn't tell anyone where she came from is because, as the Megillah describes, when Esther was taken to the palace, she was treated extremely well. She found favor in everyone's eyes. Haggai, the one who was in charge of all the women, treated her very, very nicely. And she thought to herself, the reason why I'm treated so well is because no one knows that I'm a Jew. If I tell everyone that I'm a Jew, they won't be treating me so nicely. So you might think that Esther chose for her own benefit, because she wanted to be favored and she wanted to be liked, not to tell anyone that she was Jewish. And therefore comes the Megillah and tells us, no, absolutely not. Esther actually had no problem publicizing this that she was a Jew, and she actually had no interest in being there. The only reason why she didn't tell anyone where she came from was ki Mordechai tziva aleha asher leisagid, because Mordechai commanded her not to tell anyone. We now move on to a different pasuk, also in chapter 2, but skipping ahead to pasuk Chav Beis, verse 22. And this is talking about the episode of Bigson and Seresh, two servants of the king that were plotting to assassinate the king. And it says, Vayivoda hadover leMordechai. Mordechai found out about this. Vayagid leEsther haMalka. And he told it to Queen Esther. And then Esther went and told the king, Vatoimer Esther laMelech b'shem Mordechai. And Esther told the king in the name of Mordechai that these two servants were plotting to kill him. And the end of the story was that Ahasuerus put them to death and wrote down in his royal chronicles that Mordechai had saved his life. So the question some of the Mefarshim ask is, why did Mordechai actually save Ahasuerus? Why didn't he let him die? Ahasuerus was a wicked king. This was before the decree on the Jewish people, but Ahasuerus was not nice to the Jewish people. He had done many terrible things. He wasn't known as a good person. So let him be assassinated. Why is it the end of the world? And in fact, seemingly, Mordechai had an obligation to do that. Like we discussed yesterday, Esther being taken to the king was a terrible thing. A Jewish woman being abducted by a non-Jewish king, by a wicked king, is a terrible occurrence, and he's obligated to save her. So let Ahasuerus die, and then Esther will be freed. So perhaps some of the Mefarshim explain that Mordechai thought to himself that even if Ahasuerus dies, Esther is not freed, because whoever is the next king will just keep Esther on as queen. Rabbi Yehuda in the Medrash tells us that Mordechai learned this idea of saving the king from Yaakov Avinu, from Yosef HaTzadik, and from Daniel. Because we learn from Yaakov Avinu blessed Paroi, Yosef HaTzadik helped Paroi with his dream, Daniel helped the Nebuchadnezzar out with his dream. So we have this precedent of tzaddikim, of holy Jewish people helping out the non-Jewish king, even though those kings persecuted the Jewish people. Rabbi Nechemya says, and this is part of the blessing to Avram Avinu, that it says, "V'nivruchu b'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama," that all the families on earth will be blessed through you. And the Jewish people are tasked with being a blessing to all the other people around them, and therefore Mordechai saved the life of the king. Mordechai also, an alternative explanation, is he thought what actually happened. He thought it's better that the king should be saved and that he should owe me one, and if I ever need it, I'll use it to save the Jewish people. Another reason why he saved Ahasuerus is because he didn't want all the nations of the world to say, well, up until now he was married to a non-Jewish woman and he was fine. Now that he married a Jewish woman, suddenly he drops dead. That wouldn't look good for the Jewish people. Also, it wouldn't look good for Mordechai, because Mordechai had just become the guard at the king's gates. So everyone shouldn't say, well, when non-Jews were guarding the palace, the king was safe. And now that Mordechai is guarding the palace, now the king dies. So it wouldn't look good, again, for the Jewish people, and therefore Mordechai was, so to speak, forced to save the Jewish people's life. Another interesting thing we learn from this pasuk says, "Vatoimer Esther la'melech b'shei Mordechai." Esther told to the king in the name of Mordechai. It emphasizes that she said it in the name of Mordechai, And the Gemara in Masechtas Megillah Daf Tezvav tells us, Amar Rabbi Lezer, Amar Rabbi Chanina, that Rabbi Lezer says the name of Rabbi Chanina, Kola Oimer Dover B'Shem Oimroi, whoever says something in the name of someone else, maybe Geula La'olam brings redemption to the world, as we see that Esther didn't just go to the king and say, someone's plotting to kill you, she said it in the name of Mordechai. And in that merit, she was able to bring Geula, she was able to bring redemption to the world. Which teaches us a lesson of humility, actually. Because many times when we know something, and we learned it from someone else, we may think, hey, you know, it's better for me to say it in my own name, you know, to say it's me. It makes me sound more knowledgeable, it makes me sound greater. Esther here teaches us humility, that whenever you say something that you know from someone else, you should give credit to that person, it's a sign of humility. And that humility actually is so great, and it's such a great virtue, that it actually brings geula, actually brings redemption to the world. Have a wonderful day.